Now we have a very interesting subject for our broadcast today. The two men of the Bible. Well, surely there is a sense in which the Bible is the story of two men. Well, the whole human race is the story and history of two men.
Well, we read in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians that by man came death. By man came the resurrection of the dead. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven, or is from heaven. The first man is of the earth, earthy, the second man. Now, the Bible doesn't say anything about the third man, but there is going to be a third man, and in the Bible, he's called the Antichrist. He will be all that culture and religion and Satan's power can make of the first man. And his number will be 666. But this story here is of the two men. The first man, or the first Adam, and the second man, or the last Adam. You remember the first promise in the Bible? The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Eve was beguiled through the subtlety of Satan. Satan came on the scene and said, hath God said? God knows that in the day ye eat of that fruit, you will be as God, knowing good from evil. Adam was led astray, and he sinned, and by Adam, sin entered in the world, and death by sin. God stood there, and he said, now, Adam, I want you to know this, and Satan, the serpent, I made this man in my image and likeness, and you put him under your feet. I'm going to send another man in my image and likeness, and he's going to put you under his feet. The first man was the first Adam. The second man was the last Adam, or the Lord Jesus Christ, the only man on this earth who has ever been able to subdue and conquer Satan. In the Bible, we have the trail of the serpent, how Satan started in heaven, undoubtedly jealous of the Lord Jesus Christ who was in the bosom of the Father. He was not then Satan, he was the anointed cherub. Yes, he was Lucifer, the son of the morning, said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God, I'll be like the Most High God. He was not satisfied to be the highest creature of God, he wanted to be the creator, wanted to be worshipped, and someday there'll be a mock trinity here during the tribulation. That'll be the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And the man of sin will receive the worship and sit in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. Now when Adam sinned, God cursed the ground. You remember, and thorns came up. Adam was behind the tree hiding. We have the second question of the Bible. Adam, where art thou? And God has been saying to the children of Adam ever since, sinner, where art thou? Many of them have been hiding. Are you trying to hide from God? All things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to deal. You can't hide from God. Come out of your hiding place if you will and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will receive you. As many as received him, to them were given the right to become the children of God. And the new birth, the birth from above. So Adam left the Garden of Eden, and God told him that he'd have to sweat and earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. Now about 4,000 years after Adam was made in the image and likeness of God, he went out from the Garden of Eden because of sin. He was expelled. And remember this concerning Christ, the second man from heaven. We read in the first chapter of John that all things were made by Christ, and without him was not anything made that was made. So 4,000 years before Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, God his Father, he was in the form of God, and in the form of God, he created the first man, Adam. And then we read in Hebrews, the second chapter, that Jesus Christ became a partaker of flesh and blood, that he might through death destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You see the wonderful story? The Lord Jesus Christ, in addition to his divine nature, took upon himself human nature, that you and I, in addition to our human nature, might become partakers of the divine nature by the exceeding great and precious promises which are given us. The first promise, the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Now the Lord Jesus, in order to do that work, had to have his heel bruised by Satan. He had to go to the cross of Calvary, for it was through death that he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. So we have this wonderful story, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. My dear friend, have you passed out of Adam into Christ? If you leave this world in Adam and go to a Christless grave and a Christless eternity, you'll never be able to pass out of Adam into Christ after you leave this world. It doesn't say it's appointed unto men once to die and after this another chance. Neither is there any such teaching as some false prophets teach. The annihilation of the soul, the cessation of consciousness, or the extinction of life. The solemn fact is that when you were born of your mother, you are born to be forever and ever and ever. You never will cease to be your own conscious self. And my dear friends, a question is asked. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? There are only two places that you can appear. You'll either go to eternal glory or eternal perdition. Those who have Christ and are cleansed by his blood will experience the eternal glory. Those who despise the grace of God and reject God's Son or neglect the great salvation, certainly they will go to eternal perdition. That's the clear teaching of the Word of God. But listen to this. As in Adam, even so in Christ, the first man and the second man. And here's the great story. The first man was disobedient unto death, and the second man was obedient unto death. The first man hid in the garden behind the tree, and the second man, the Lord Jesus Christ, was hid from God on the tree of Calvary when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And remember this, that the Lord expelled Adam from the garden. He left the garden to go out and sweat drops of sweat. But the Lord Jesus Christ went into another garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, to sweat drops of blood. And remember when the crown of glory fell from the brow of Adam, it brought forth thorns and thistles and briars. That was the curse. And when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, he wore the thorns. Adam brought the thorns and Christ wore the thorns. And then remember that Christ bore the curse as Adam had brought the curse. Yes, Adam brought the curse, and the Lord Jesus Christ bore the curse. And remember this, by the first man, Adam, came condemnation, unrighteousness, sickness, judgment of God, alienation, death. But by the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was obedient unto death, God has brought righteousness and life and peace and health and life and reconciliation, justification, all of these wonderful, glorious blessings we have in the second man. If any man be in Christ, there's a new creation. He's the head of the new creation. Adam is the head of the old creation. What's the matter with this world politically? The world universal all over? Ah, there's a universal law of sin and death. And because all over the world men refuse
to receive the Lord Jesus Christ and pass out of death into life, we have this unrest, this trouble, this sorrow all over the world. They will not respond to his invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, the Bible is indeed the story of two men. Are you in Adam or in Christ? Won't you pass out of Adam into Christ now? Won't you let God, by his grace, save you through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus?